Good afternoon, Andrews and Arnold. Alex speaking.
Good afternoon, Alex. I'm hoping to get through to someone in regards to your marketing. If anyone's available.
You can speak to me about that.
Oh, perfect. Hi. My name's Oliver Goodman. I work for a company called Media Planet. I'm actually a project manager here.
A media what?
Media Planet. Have you heard of us?
No.
Okay. We are essentially content marketers. So we create specific publications and digital content for campaigns that have certain focus. So it's all driven traffic. So we guarantee, in a massive, massively sort of simplified version to save you the time, we guarantee readership from related articles around the web, which means that everything we push through to your web page would have a relevant related audience, and that's proven in engagement times and click-through rates. So we'll ping those over to you when you hit your target, so you can see that the people that have been reached are more focused than just your kind of bog standard marketing. What I wanted to speak to you about specifically was find out if you guys had any in particular focuses coming up. We've had a bit of a change of our focus. We're now going out on a digital basis, which means there's a chance for some custom content to be created. Bit of a run on the campaign, so you know. It's essentially focused at the SME market and the enterprise market. We're looking at essentially answering all the stigmas against the cloud and against tech in the workplace. So people think that the safety's not there. People think that it's not secure enough. People think it's going to crash and don't really understand it. So we've got Data Center Alliance. They're speaking to us about why certain data centers are better than others, different types. Obviously, you've got co-location, etc. We've got the Cloud Security Alliance. They're involved. They're writing about how it is important to protect yourself, and there are ways of protecting yourself. We've got Tech UK writing our foreword for us. We've got the Cloud Industry Forum writing for us. So, I mean, we've got quite influential names in there. They've all written, all of their content is on a completely honest basis. There's no promotional focus in there for themselves. But the custom content that you and I are speaking about, or I'm speaking about even, can be promoted towards yourself. So, yeah, the reason for the call was to mainly find out what your kind of focuses were for the year. See if we can get yourselves involved in the campaign.
Okay. You've rung on our press number.
Yeah.
But the press number, I think we say on our website, is for actual, you know, journalists to call us on for information about stories that they're running. And it does sound to me like you're trying to sort of sell us something.
It would be, I mean, if there's a better number to call, it would be involved, it would be yourselves writing content for our campaign, so it would be editorial involved in that sense. So that's why I thought I'd go with press over sort of sales or anything else.
Yeah.
Is there a better number I could speak to, or someone else I could speak to?
Well, to be honest, have you heard of the TPS?
The TPS?
Yes.
No, which is
You've not
this?
Heard of the TPS. Okay, so they are the Telephone Preference Service. Have you heard of them?
Okay. No, we're doing the...
Wow. Basically, by dialing a number that is listed in the TPS database...
Yeah.
You've committed a criminal offence because
right.
what you can do is UK law allows companies and individuals to register telephone numbers and also fax numbers, actually. There's also a fax preference service, but no one uses fax anymore. So register blocks of numbers or individual numbers such that if they are dialed with a marketing intent or a sales intent, the dialer of that number has committed a criminal offence in the UK. So are you based in the UK?
Right. We are, yeah.
You are based in the UK. Could I just get your company name again?
I found a better number to call. I can call these guys instead. No worries at all.
So seriously, I'd just be really interested to know what the company name is, if that's possible.
Sorry, bear with me. So my manager just walked past. Sorry, bear with me 1 second. Hi, sorry about that. The manager just walked past. The company name was Media Planet.
Media Planet, is that limited or?
No, none of that.
So Media Planet, have you got a website?
Yeah, we do. It's mediaplanet.co.uk. Would you like to speak to the BD here so you can clarify this?
Yeah, I'm fine to speak to him or her.
Hello, this is Alex.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi there. So are you the manager there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So is it Media Planet Limited or Media Planet...
Yes.
What's the company name?
Media Planet Limited, yes, that's...
So you should be aware that you've called a number on the telephone preference service list.
Mm-hmm.
With the intent of marketing or sales,
mm-hmm.
which is a criminal offence in the UK. Don't know if you're aware
okay.
of that.
Well, what we've done is, I wasn't aware of that, but what we've done is obviously Ollie has just seen your phone number on your website
mm-hmm.
and has called the number from there. Is it listed on your website that you're a member of this scheme, or how does that work?
We don't have to. So the law is
okay.
such that if our number is on the telephone preference service register, and you can look at tpsonline.org.uk.
Mm-hmm.
There is also a fax preference service as well, an FPS online, but obviously no one uses fax anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we don't have to say that our numbers are listed on anything. It's a simple,
mm-hmm.
although we do say so in various places on our website, it is
mm-hmm.
nevertheless a criminal offence to dial.
Okay.
It's not a civil matter, it's actually a criminal offence to dial a number that's listed. You should be, as a responsible telemarketing firm, you should be looking at any number you're about to dial, comparing it against the TPS list, which you can subscribe to, and making sure it's not on there to avoid, criminal activity. But it sounds like you're not doing that. Are you a new company, or...?
No, we've actually been operating in London for the last 12 years.
12 years, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm amazed you haven't heard of the TPS because, as I say, potentially each call you're making is certainly unlawful.
Apologies for that. I mean, obviously, this is the first time I've heard anything of this, and I've been working here for the last 5. We don't... obviously, Ollie's called you up, and it's not something you're interested in, and I understand that you signed up to this service that... whatever, you know, the TPS service, and apologies for that. And again, it's not necessarily that he was trying to hard sell you, and he was just telling you about the campaign we're running with Tech UK and people like that. That was all. Rather than, you know, we're not hard selling over the phone. We are just running awareness campaigns over different tech, business, and health issues. That is all.
Yeah, I mean, I believe nonetheless, strictly and technically, your activity would be caught by the relevant act.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, like I said, I can pass this on to our MD, who can look into this and make sure that, you know, this won't happen again. And I can make a note on our system that you should never be called again and everything else. So, and again, if you want to take this further, then you're welcome to. I can give you my email address and telephone number, and we can go from there. But like I said, hopefully... you understand it was just a mistake on our part and something that won't happen again.
Okay, I mean, I do think, though, as a more general thing, you ought to, really ought to be...
Yeah, I will pass this forward over to my MD and make sure that this is something that we're much more careful of in the future. And hopefully, this sort of incident won't happen again.
Okay, all right.
Would you like to see my details?
No, not to worry. Don't worry. If you have a look at the page where your guy got our details from, you can see that at the bottom
mm-hmm.
of that page, it does have a header that says unsolicited marketing, and it even
mm-hmm.
says that we are listed on the TPS, although I would just say again, the Act does not require that we say we are listed. It's your duty as a telemarketer to prune your list, essentially, against the TPS data.
Sure. I will. Like I said, I will pass this forward. If you do need any more information about us, then feel free to find us. Our website is mediaplanet.com.
Okay. Thank you.
Brilliant. Thanks very much for your help.
Yes, bye. Totally unprofessional.